Turn down my phone too. I have a job while that goes off. It's funny during the Cantina podcast because Jawas, you know, so it's like, oh, there's a Jawa in my pocket or whatever.
No, for me, like I like the nuclear launch detected. Oh, yeah. For me, it's like in the group chat with your family. It's it's Spike. Oh, somebody put a stake in me. Yeah,
stake in me because our family is constantly on that one.
That's yeah, okay. I thought it was fitting. So yeah,
we love them. Anyways, yes. Hey guys, it's Monday morning, and that means it's time for the Daily Cup of Genre, the show where we get to talk about crap. My brain just dumped everything.
We get to talk about stuff.
We get to talk about everything in entertainment news, geek and pop culture, sponsored by Grow Generation, where the pros do go to grow, LRMonline.com, Genreverse.com, and of course, check out our, if you're watching or listening, of course, you've already checked it out, but please do subscribe on the LRM YouTube channel. Follow us or subscribe on your favorite podcast app to the Genreverse Podcast Network. Wherever you get those from, I think I already said that. I'm Kyle. She's Christine. There's information down below. I forgot to update the overlay for Christine, who is on Twitter at Adorable Doom, but that will be in the description boxes, and hopefully I can remember to fix the overlay before tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Monday, and it was both a short and a long weekend for me. How you doing?
I don't know. I didn't want to do anything.
Had to.
Yeah. Although, like, part of it was, you know, we did get to enjoy the 3D printer. Yes. You know, you did some research yesterday. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And I got a nice little robot.
And Lucas got a companion cube. And what else did I? What else I make? Oh,
the coin.
I made the first thing I printed was the power coin. I gave that to him, and then I printed out what was supposed to be like an Aperture Science keychain. But I hadn't dialed everything in, so yeah, it didn't quite work out as planned. But we're a week away from Halloween. I guess that's cool. It feels like it, but it doesn't. I know. Don't know why. And we even decorated like last month to try to get into the mood faster, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, guys, what we do on Mondays, we like to look at the box office a little bit, talk about it. Again, guys, I'm telling you, this is not good. Dune pulling in an estimated 40 million, 220 worldwide, nothing to sneeze at. It is, it has gotten a release in China, if I'm not mistaken. Check out that's the domestic. Where's the worldwide international? So China has had is getting Dune. France is the number one foreign market right at this moment. These numbers, guys, they're just indicative of the fact to me. There's a lot of people that were willing to wait and watch it on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. You and I have not watched it yet because we did want to try to see it in the theaters, and I want to look at the schedules during the week. It's a long movie, so
yeah,
I don't quite know. But when you look at all of the charts going back weeks and looking at the drops, you know, everyone's like, No Time to Die had a really, really good, you know, drop, 57%. That's better than 64, 68, 70. Yeah, but it was 57% off of, you know, 60 some odd million. And then let There Be Carnage had a 65% drop despite a really, you know, strong showing on its opening week at $90 million.
Yeah.
Part of it was the fact that you had to compete with No Time to Die the following week, but even then, people just aren't going, and it's not And it's not just the quality of films, because people want to keep saying, oh, it's because they're not making the things we want to see. Well, people are watching these things. They're going on streaming and watching them. They're being downloaded illegally, of course, because anything that you put on streaming can be ripped in high quality. And don't break the law, but there are people that, you know, pirate out of near necessity, we'll say. But then you just have the people that are just like, nah, man, if I could get it for free, I'm going to get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Dune, they already said that, you know, it's not gonna be reliant on its box office alone for this sequel. I'm almost guaranteeing the sequel. It might even already be greenlit. I'm not 100% certain. Halloween Kills did what most horror movies have done really, really well. Despite being on streaming, there is a group of fans that are dedicated to horror movies, and it seems like they are still going out in bigger numbers than the general population, if that makes sense. You've been very quiet. I know it's box office time, but
yeah, I know, and it's I don't really have much to say. So
I mean, do you not see it though? I mean,
of course I see it. Where it's, you know, our theaters are suffering. The movies, they're suffering, and it's like y'all need to get out there if you want things to keep going. So yeah, I'm gonna try to make my way out, you know, with you to see Dune. I would like to see Halloween Kills in theaters.
So would I
don't know if that's possible with our schedule, but I would love that.
And that's the other aspect of it. Whenever I'm saying like go out and support, I'm not saying watch movies someone doesn't want to watch. If you're iffy on it, wait. Of course. I'm not saying put your. I'm not even knocking people that are using streaming for things like ours. We got a special needs son, and babysitters are hard enough to come by for that. Let alone come by during a pandemic. So I get it. We literally have not watched things for days because we so badly want to see them in theaters. That putting on a HBO Max is like a last. It's like, fuck. Whatever. I have to see it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people that are actively going, I'll wait. I really want to see it, but I can wait, so I will. Or it'll be in free or included in cost. So I'm going to wait. That guys, is going to cause major issues. It's already causing issues. I saw on Twitter over the weekend that someone was complaining about Warner Brothers changing the poster for Dune in China, and it was to, you know, shrink or straight up erase a black female character. I can't remember the character's name or actress's name, but it was similar to the Force Awakens situation with the Finn character. But one of the things that the person complaining didn't bring up was the fact that, well, guys, Warner Brothers has got to make money to pay not just the actors, the talent, not just the creators, but the cast and crew, or the crew members, you know, everyone that's working behind the camera. Yeah, we're not seeing these movies. We're not buying merchandise. We're all too happy to send subscription fees. But guys, 100 million people paying $10.99 to see a movie versus 100 million of, and all that money going to, you know, that one project. I know it goes into a pool for the banks, but this is a way that you can actually measure successes on these projects. So then you take 100 million people watching a movie released on streaming, Where, yeah, sure, all 100 million, say, paid $12.99 for subscriptions that month, but how many other projects got
put in that
put
too?
On in with that as well?
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry, but 100 million people that go and see three movies from a studio in a year, each paying $11, $10.99 or whatever per movie, is going to be a hell of a lot more than what they're doing when they buy their subscriptions and let them go.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up. And again, piracy and all of that goes into it. So here's the thing. Is it garbage? Yeah, it's fucking garbage. But be more angry at the fact that there are enough people in China that don't like black people or have bad opinions of black people, or it's the whatever the case is. Be mad at that.
Yeah.
Like you spend all this time talking about how awful Japan and anime is, and how awful America is. You won't call out certain groups that are awful to women, awful to LGBTQ, awful to blacks and other minorities. Call them fucking out.
Yeah.
I mean, by all means, call out Warner Brothers. Hey, guys, that's pretty fucking pussy. Sorry, but it is. And you did it with Finn, and this time it seems like they took her off the poster completely instead of just shrinking. But fuck, man, they gotta pay the bills, and if you want to see a black person on screen again and making projects behind the camera as well, someone's gotta give them money.
Yeah.
And God, if you guys don't like that they're going to China for money, then if you're not going to go to the theaters, buy the fucking Blu-ray or DVD.
Yeah.
Buy a fucking shirt, a poster. Support it with merchandise. And I'm telling you guys right now, stop looking at whatever's just on the screen and understand
what's going on.
Everything, yeah. But everyone but behind the camera as well is reliant on your patronage.
Exactly. Yeah, people will donate money to people's Patreon, but it's like, It works other ways too, and
that is a good point, right there.
Yeah,
Christine,
they'll subscribe Patreon and watch someone there's people out there who, you know, they do stuff like this, or they make other types of content, and that's great. But it's like, look at it like that. They need money as well.
That is a damn good way to point it. How many of you guys are spending $5, $6, $7, maybe more on a Patreon subscription, and then literally, you know, sitting there, oh, I'll wait for Song-Chi to hit streaming when you don't have to. And that's what I'm getting at. Again, this is not hitting on people that have legitimate issues, concerns, health, financial, all of that. This is me begging people to support what you like.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Otherwise,
I'm getting a little flustered.
I love movies.
Me too, and it gets frustrating.
Yeah, and it's like I said, I want to be appealed to, and that doesn't mean that Chinese culture, Asian cultures doesn't appeal to me. I guarantee you that I have, and not just anime, but I have way more Korean, Chinese, and Japanese media in this house than most people do. And I, like I said, that's not even counting the anime. That being said, I am an American. I have American culture, sure. I have American experiences, and while I can wholeheartedly enjoy things from other cultures, I still want to be told American stories.
Yeah.
And I love it when those American stories look like America and have white people and black people and Hispanic and Native Americans and Asian and everything, because America's a giant freaking melting pot. But if we don't support the movies, China's going to be like, well, we're gonna order the movies, but we're not watching the ones with, you know, huge minority casts. And then guess what? those projects are going to disappear. So yeah. If you want to support my minorities, LGBTQ, if you want to support women's projects, then you also have to kind of support the big projects to kind of float them, or at least accept that maybe we'll have to let China float the big blockbusters. And you're going to have to deal with marginalization and advertising,
because yeah,
you
that.
Won't go watch it. And that's on you. But maybe if China floats the big shit, maybe small projects will continue to succeed on streaming. But I mean, is that where these stories belong? Is that what they deserve? Is that what the next Jordan Peele is hoping? Man, I just can't wait to have that next Amazon smash hit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I know. Monday days, but it's a big deal. These numbers are awful, and it.
Yeah.
It's not just the pandemic anymore, because I see people at sporting events. I see people at concerts and shows. People at stand up events. You're indoors and you're outdoors already. Restaurants are full. Bars are full. It is not just the pandemic. Stop putting it off on other things and accept your choices. Whether it's one out of necessity or one out of just fucking cheapness and laziness.
So yeah,
that's the box.
Yeah,
office
no one's
part.
Yeah, and it's no one's twisting your arm, but it is something to think about, and it does get frustrating because, like, for some people who are going to see these films and they do understand what's going on and they don't want it to happen, it's frustrating because they can't, you know, they can't make people go. No one can make you go, so it's all
gonna go. Go away eventually. I mean,
yeah,
it's gonna be a time like I said where foreign markets just gonna dictate entertainment either completely or all of the mainstream stuff, and we're gonna be like Europe, and that's not a knock against Europe, but we're gonna be like Europe, where it's like, yeah. All this, these big Hollywood movies are influenced by America and American things, while all of the, you know, UK or German, France things might be sort of big there. They don't really make it outside of their countries very, very often, and they don't get spoken to by Hollywood all the time. And it's the case of where you are born. And yeah, this is a first world fucking issue, but without movies, without TV, without games, comics, manga, and without all of entertainment, where is human life?
Yeah, you can't just work, eat, go to sleep. I mean, it's a way to escape. It's a way to unwind and enjoy something. So some people, they need that. I know I need that.
Yeah,
so
definitely. Almost as much as we need to take a real quick break from our sponsors so we can reset and get rid of some of this aggression and get into some other stories. So, yeah, Grow Generation, please.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service, and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
And thank you guys so much for sponsoring the episode. So, yeah, if anyone's still here after the rant, sorry, but like I said, I see a lot more than what most people do, just from having a passion for business and entertainment. So I see bigger pictures that people aren't thinking, like when I mentioned cast or crew members. I don't know why I keep saying cast. I'm always used to saying cast and
crew. Exactly.
So, but crew members.
But yeah, you have that eye, you have that desire to obtain that knowledge, so you go and seek it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There's one thing that I would like to kind of start doing here, and that's doing kind of like a rundown of what people may have missed over the weekend, and just kind of look at a few of the stories available on LRMonline.com. Make sure you guys check. Oh, look, there we are. Yep. So some of the things that came out, there's casting news for the Lord of the Rings show coming to Amazon. The Isildur or human king from Second Age or First Age, whatever, old stuff, right? Has been cast, and there you go, right there. That's what's his name from Rogue One, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe.
He's down a little further.
Cam, how do you write your piece, dude? Like, where is the guy's freaking name? Maxim Baldry. Okay. Let's see here. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. No, guess not. What has he been in? Let's see here. Doctor Who. And, well, we got the Lord of the Rings stuff that we know. So a lot of TV shows, like Placid Legacy. Ooh. okay, so relative newcomer. You know, when it comes to the Lord of the Rings, I like it. I don't read all the extra stuff. I read the original books. I read The Hobbit, unfortunately, in middle school, which I think was way too young to read those and enjoy them, even though lots of people did. Yeah, the movies are cool. How are you feeling about this show?
I'm looking forward to seeing it. For me, like, I have to be careful with what I read, because the way that the books are written, it's hard for it to keep my interest. So I kind of like zone out, and I'm trying to get back in, but it's mm-hmm. it's like, you know, like I'm reading something, I'm like, I did not absorb what I just took in at all. Like, it just left, and it's like, okay, let me try again. And so, and then sometimes, like, it you know, can make me go to sleep, because reading does that to me. So it's, for me, reading can be kind of hard. So I do like to watch TV. It works better for me. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see it.
The other big news that happened over the weekend was Anakin Skywalker being announced for the Ahsoka series. I have a lot of thoughts on that.
I know you do.
And I can't go into another rant. So you guys will have to tune into the Cantina this Friday. But I'll say this about that idea. I get that the sequel trilogy left a lot of holes, much like the prequel trilogy, which for some reason fans seem to forget. Oh, well, they filled that all in the Clone Wars. Yeah, that's right, guys. Everything you like about the prequel era usually comes from that cartoon, not from the movies themselves, or it's stuff from the cartoon that you are putting into the context of the prequels. But the prequels standing on their own, garbage. The sequels standing on their own, slightly less garbage, but still garbage. So I'm tired of spinning our wheels to fix shit surrounding. Like, I'm tired of spending time dealing with characters from the prequels and original trilogy, whether that was making Rey a Palpatine in Rise of Skywalker, or constantly having to deal with Skywalkers. Mm-hmm.
It was great with like the Mandalorian, because Luke Skywalker only had like this little bit in there, and it's not about him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I want. I want more stories to where it's not going to be around, you know, those same stories, because like there's a whole galaxy there.
Well, it's not only that, and the stuff might be good. Might even enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, Anakin, I think George Lucas is a god-awful fucking human being for putting Hayden Christensen at the end of Jedi. I think it ruins everything about how, when, and where Anakin dies. And I don't care what George explains, okay? He had it one way, and then he just fucking decided to do it differently. I got it. He's the creator. But honestly, like I said, I'm tired of people going back into Star Wars to fix shit. We cannot move forward if you guys keep insisting on sticking with the same people. So, anyways, before I go too crazy with that one, and everyone's probably like, geez, Kyle, you're such an asshole. No, like I said, I hope this stuff is all good.
But really do other things.
But we're never going to see anything new. If everyone went, and look, I got it. They did Luke bad. I just said the sequels are trash. I wish, though, that we had never even gotten them in the Force Awakens. I would have rather set it 100 years in the future. Maybe have Luke appear as a Force ghost, and that's it. Yeah. Like, straight at this point. Because now it's just like, this is like having to get into Star Wars for a fourth time. Because they just have to keep rebooting stuff to add to it. So I hope that it's all good and that I enjoy it. And there's a really good chance that I might. However, if you said, we will give you this stuff with these characters, it's going to make the sequel trilogy better, and we're going to have, you know, three or four years of all of this stuff leading up to the sequel trilogy that'll actually make it better. I'm so mad at you guys fucking it up. Lucasfilm fucked it up in the prequel trilogy, and Lucasfilm fucked it up in the sequel trilogy. I'm tired of you guys having to go back because you keep going somewhere and fucking with shit. So no, yeah. I would choose something different. Even if you said you're going to fix things, you're going to make things better. It's just at this point, I'm just done. I don't care to see it. Even if it's good, I don't want to see it. I'd rather take my chances with something different.
Yeah, like going way back in the past, or go way into the future, you know, or, you know, other characters at around the same time, which would be fine. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Other things, World War Hulk movie is being talked about, and I didn't care for the comic book. This does feed into some rumors of Illuminati being in the MCU, which are ones that send Banner off, and we saw in Shang-Chi that Banner's back in human form, which means there might be some issues between him and the Hulk again. So are they going to send him back to Sakaar to deal with having a kid, a wife, or whatnot? Or will they say that he fathered someone on Sakaar during Ragnarok? I don't know. I don't know. Are you even interested in seeing a Hulk centric movie again, or do you like him better with others?
I like seeing Hulk in everyone else's movies.
You're fine.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering what you were
good,
doing.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm not into this. It's just not my thing.
I love that the MCU in general. I agree. Like there's things that are coming up that I'm really scared of. I don't understand why everyone wants to see things that, you know, 5-6 years ago they swore they hated. Hashtag give give the rights back to Marvel. But again, it could all land really, really well, do really good. The thing about the Hulk, though, and the thing about World War Hulk is I'm not quite... Power creep is a real problem in the MCU. Like I don't know. We're about to see the Eternals deal with, you know, deviants and yeah. Celestials. We've seen Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet. We're going to be dealing with Kang the Conqueror and all of this stuff. Is a pissed off Hulk that can smash the Earth really that big of a deal? Like,
no.
I don't know if I can...
It's not only that for me. I had the same opinion with the Fantastic Four.
Mm.
You know, because, like, the two Hulk movies, I'm trying to remember the actors' names.
Ed Norton and you're talking about the very first... Yeah. Ang Lee, that was Eric Bana.
Thank you. I was like, Eric something. But, yeah, like... I didn't really like that one. The one with Edward Norton was good, but it's like I now have a new person as the Hulk, and then like with the Fantastic Four, with all of that being a giant mess, done twice, I'm just like, I'm not interested. I'd rather, you know, if they were gonna bring it, just have it. Not have their own movies, you know, because of screw ups. I'm kind of like, I'm just done. You know, it's just how I feel. Where it's like, no, just be in someone else's movie. Because I don't, same with Fantastic Four. I'm like, I don't want to see a solo project of theirs. Just, I don't.
I do, dude. That I 100% disagree with.
Screwed up twice. I'm like, well, I'm done.
That's, and now here's where people can be like, Kyle, you're a hypocrite, because what you just said is obviously true.
Yeah.
But here's where I'm going to prove that I'm not a hypocrite, because I don't want any of the past Fantastic Four involved in this at all. I don't want to admit that the Fox Fantastic Four existed. Unfortunately, I have a feeling no knowledge, but I have a feeling that they will, just like. I can't say too much. I'll just say, guys, that your the multiverse thing might not be as because there's a lot of baggage from Fox Studios. I don't know if you guys remember how awful most of those movies from them were. But the way to do it to have had them. Often time, think about it in the space between World War II, right? The founding of SHIELD, the SSI strategic or SSR strategic scientific research. Anyways, from SHIELD to Captain Marvel, you've got all this space, right? This time blank time period.
Yeah,
you have. Richards and Von Doom, classic, like even set it in the fucking 60s, like set it like that, okay? And they go off on their mission and they're lost, okay? Doom is actually dumped out of the cosmic event or whatever earlier than the other Fantastic Four, right? Mm. So he comes back to Earth. He's already messed up. He's been in Latveria. Doing doom things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Time for us has been decades. For them, it's only a few years. When the four come out, they've been living out on the ship and other planets or whatever, trying to get back home. And it's been maybe 4, 5, 6 years, so we can get little Franklin and what's his sister's name? Valerie Valeria, the Richards kids, right? Mm-hmm. The two kids. So. The family comes out changed, having lived as the Fantastic Four out in space for 4 or 5 years, but here on Earth, 70, 80 years has gone by. And Doom came out, you know, 10 years, 15 years ago. So he's 10 or 15 years older than the Fantastic Four themselves.
Mm.
So it's, you won't just get a fish out of water because they're not necessarily just out of time. They're out of time and space. And I think that would be a really unique way to hold on to a lot of the fun 60 aspects and things that really brought the Fantastic Four into the comic world. What do you think about something like that?
I probably wouldn't want to see it in theaters, but I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. But that one I wouldn't be interested in seeing in theaters. But I mean, you've got something there. I don't want to say the R word. I hate saying the R word.
And John Watts, the guy that's directed the Homecoming trilogy, Spider-Man, Spider-Man's Marvel trilogy, he's going to be directing the Fantastic Four movie if and when it ever does come out. So yeah, the last kind of thing I wanted to talk about, and I hope everyone has been enjoying the show. And like I said, sorry, it was kind of like case of the Mondays, Debbie Downer or whatever, Donnie Downer. I get passionate about these things. As
we know.
Happy as I can get over ideas like my Fantastic Four idea, I get angry too. But let us know in the comments, you know, fight back, argue back, or support. You know, and I do want to try to get the live shows going again. Hopefully, we can get some debates, conversations going with fans. But one conversation I do want to have is about monster movies, because like I said, we're a week away from Halloween, and I don't really want to recommend movies every day this week, but I want to talk about a different horror thing, and then on Friday Frights we'll make another recommendation. But okay, classic monsters, excuse me, Frankenstein, Creature from Black Lagoon, Invisible Man. People think Universal's monsters. I'm not talking just the Universal versions, but those monsters. Vampires, Frankenstein's monsters, werewolves, things like that. Christine, I know your family had off and on things with horror monsters and occult stuff. Did you guys get to watch vampires and werewolves growing up?
I don't think I did. I can't place it. Like,
so then how did you get exposed to those classic monsters? Have you seen like the classic Christopher Lee or Lugosi or what's the other guy I'm missing? There's another famous horror actor I'm missing besides Chris. Have you seen any of the old classics?
No. I've watched a lot of classics with my grandfather. He watched a lot of classics and westerns, but he didn't ever touch into those, and I've never made time for them.
So how'd you get into vampires and werewolves and mummies?
I will say this. I did watch The Mummy and The Mummy Returns growing up. Mm-hmm. I was a lot older. I did watch that one. I really enjoyed. That was like my first little taste, and I was like, "Yeah, there's more," and I wanna see it. Knew about all of that, but I can't place my childhood with any of that. Just adulthood, like just watching a bunch of stuff. So
I know I've been able to show you a lot of things that you missed out on, like last year we finally watched Bram Stoker's Dracula and things like that.
Yeah, that was really good.
I was lucky enough to have family that were into horror. Looking at you, Uncle Kevin. I saw things way earlier than I probably should have, but I always really enjoyed those classic monsters. There's something about vampires that is just cool, whether it's cool fun teenage vamps and like Lost Boys, you know, where you're like, man, yeah, if I was a vampire, I'd fly around and hang under bridges too. But then you can get into the really dark, you know, cerebral stuff like 30 Days of Night, which is
that was really good,
awesome. You know, God, no, motherfucker, we got you on lock for a month. There is no God. No, I love that movie. And then like the Mummy, you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser's Mummy is brilliant. It's the best version of the Mummy. It's fun. It's exciting. It mixes Indiana Jones with the classic Mummy. It's comedy, horror, action, and adventure. I love.
Yeah,
love
it checks it. A lot of boxes. Yeah. And yeah,
Returns
watched
was
it in a
okay.
Lot. Yeah.
After that, no.
I didn't watch anything after the second one.
I couldn't get through Scorpion King.
Oh my God. I hated that one. I hated it.
Well,
I feel bad, but yeah, it's like, oh,
Thank you so much, Rock, for keeping on, though, because you're awesome today. No.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's just something like, you know, it's direction. It's not his fault on why I hate it. But
the
there's
CGI. Oh, God. Yeah. I know time and stuff, but you can definitely tell that they didn't put a lot of money into that one.
I did watch the third one. Yeah, I remember.
The
I watched
Dragon Tomb of the Dragon King or whatever.
I think
with
I did.
China.
I think
it was China.
I think I did. I don't remember, but yeah.
What, speaking of Chinese influence on American media, it's not something new. When you got billion plus people to watch a movie. One of the things a lot of people, you always see it being done so wrong. Frankenstein's monster.
Mm-hmm.
The 1990s Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is actually pretty decent. Didn't they just do another one with like Daniel Radcliffe or Elijah Wood? Was it one of those glasses wearing people that did a fantasy?
Elijah
thing?
Wood wearing glasses. I don't know why people confuse the two of them. I don't see it. I don't.
So other people do. It's not just me. Good.
Yeah, because it's like one of the things like I've seen like where people confuse them. I'm like, I don't see how you can confuse them, but okay.
But when it comes to Frankenstein's monster, the best movie is Young Frankenstein.
Yeah,
hands down.
Loved it.
You got Gene Wilder in just top. Freaking notch, Victor
Frankenstein.
It was McAvoy. That's who it was. Who else was in it?
Daniel Radcliffe.
It was
James
Rassi. I knew. I saw one of those fuckers.
Yeah.
I knew. I saw one of them. One of them. Young Frankenstein is. It's just a brilliant take. I love it when there's two things I really like to do is to take a classic story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Frankenstein or Peter Pan, okay? Because you know where I'm going to go with
yes,
that
I
one.
Do.
And you can take just the basis of it, right? And then go off on a wild thing. So if Frankenstein existed, creates this monster, there's obviously going to be a legacy and an estate that'll eventually get handed down to someone. And there you've got young Frankenstein, right? So someone trying to get away from their family's lineage and whatnot. Or you could take and it becomes funny. So you take this scary, deep, you know, dark story, you make it funny, or you can take something so lighthearted and happy-go-lucky as Peter Pan. Come with me on a magical adventure. I'll take you away from this orphanage, and we'll get to have fun flying around. And oh, every now and then, I'm going to make you face a bloody war against murderous pirates.
Yeah.
So you take that story, and you're like, well, who are the kids Peter would try to convince to come with him? Lost kids, right? He went to the orphanage. Well, wouldn't you just go find like homeless people and abused people? And that's how you get Brahms, the child thief, which I still like. Maybe he just won't let them. But Brahms, animated child thief, dude.
Something like that.
Child
thief, I think that would be really cool.
Powerhouse animation, mother, fuck yeah, yes,
yeah.
if you guys have not read The Child Thief, check it out.
I didn't finish it, but what I did read, I enjoyed it. Because again, books and me don't get along.
Just the opening of the book is just so bad. It's a little girl scared that her dad's going to come in and do the bad thing again. And Peter comes in and kills him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll take you away from here. And you're like, yeah, that's what Peter Pan did. Peter Pan fucking enlisted child. So Peter Pan's a dick.
Yeah.
Dude. So.
Yeah.
The one monster that I never really cared too much for is the Wolfman. I don't care about werewolves too much.
Yeah,
did you ever
get
into American Werewolf in London or anything, any werewolf movies?
No, because they just don't seem very interesting to me.
Did you like Underworld at all?
No. No, sorry. I do appreciate, you know, the franchise, you know, because it's whenever you have, because it was really successful, and anytime you have something that's successful, it can pave the way for some some other projects. So, you know, I do appreciate that, you know, people enjoyed it, but it's just not me, not my cup of tea. I did see the first movie of Twilight, and I'm like, werewolves are. They're out. No. Nope. That was weird. That was awful. I'm so creeped out.
There is one movie with a werewolf that I know I absolutely love, and that's Monster Squad, which includes all the classic Universal monsters. If you guys have never seen it, good. I believe it's on either Hulu or Amazon Prime. It is, or at least it was last week, available for streaming. Check that out. It's that right there is ultimate kids escapism. A bunch of teens into monsters that all of a sudden find themselves befriending Frankenstein's monster while Dracula and company run amok. They then use all of their, you know, horror movie knowledge to deal with the monsters. It's so fun, and there's just this great scene where the wolfman is attacking, and they're like, dude, kick him in the nards, kick him in the nards, which is a old word for nuts.
Paramount.
And he's like it's on Paramount Plus.
It's on Paramount Plus. It's Amazon Prime Video, but I would be afraid they might
Amazon
offer it
for a subscription.
Yeah,
It says free on YouTube as well. So
that's good.
There's some places, some options.
You can watch it.
The kid's like, Wolfman's got no nards. It's like, yeah, dude, just do it anyways. Kicks him. Oh, Wolfman's got nards. It's a great scene. Love it. What is your favorite classic monster? Not necessarily movie, just the monster
itself. Vampires. I love the viciousness of vampires when it's done in a vicious way. I loved Buffy, and I liked how they did both, where it's like good bad type thing.
Bad,
mostly
neutral bad, evil bad.
yeah. So. And like you had said, 30 Days of Night, I like stuff like that where, you know, it's a good bad guy, not a romance.
What do you think about that whole period? Not just Twilight, you know, you mentioned Buffy, and you and I both love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but what'd you think about the almost still ongoing romanticization of vampires, like... It's especially when it's like vampires decades to centuries old and with a high school chick.
It's gross.
Was it gross back then too?
Yeah. Where it's like, I didn't really like the Buffy Angel. I mean, it was okay, but to me it's still kind of that ick thing. Yeah. Cause it's like, he's cold. So getting not trying to get too
graphic.
Yeah, exactly. But he's cold, so even a hug without a shirt on, it's like no. But yeah, like I don't get that. I don't get the romanticization of werewolves as well.
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird. I do like how, because I understand where the romanticization of vampires came from, because, you know, they're trying to charm you, they're trying to lure you, mm-hmm. but they're still, you know, meant to be bad guys. So, like, I get where they started that, but it's still kind of weird. So, yeah.
I think overall, what are you doing?
Scratching my foot.
Something. I was like, you were looking at me weird. Like, I was like, sorry, did I do something weird?
My foot itches.
I have to kind of agree that vampires are probably the best. Mostly because of how many good stories we've gotten with them, you know. Mm-hmm. However, I think the one that's been most underutilized and done has been Frankenstein's monster and Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein himself, and that's because, well, one, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. The movie from the 90s was done so well. It's a great version of it. Okay. And then additionally, it's so, there's not a whole lot to do. So you have things like Victor Frankenstein, where they're just trying to update Mary Shelley's. You have things like I, Frankenstein, where they're trying to make him a superhero type deal. It was based on a comic. I'm not knocking the idea. I'm just saying it's like, what else do you do with a man trying to create another man? And what I think that they're missing is to go deeper into the mental part of it. That is a very cerebral type thing. And dare I say, because it's so cerebral and more thriller than necessarily horror, could we explore Dr. Frankenstein and his monster not in a long running series, but a dedicated mini series of sorts, maybe 4 hours over, you know, 6 episodes, and that's it. It's literally, I think, just one and done.
Yeah, how it's like set up, where, you know, it can be scary, but, you know, of course, we all know the story that, you know, Dr. Frankenstein is the monster, mm-hmm. where you could make a horror movie out of it, where it's like House of 1,000 Corpses, where it's like some nasty now experimentation.
That is a cool idea.
Yeah.
I didn't think about going
that route. I think that would be a good idea. I mean, and then, of course, Frankenstein's monster is the victim, and, you know, We all get that, so that's like the only way that I can think to make it scary.
Different and scarier, and embrace the psychoticness of, mm-hmm. I could, and it's especially the body horror. Think about mm-hmm. that. Think about all the,
you can
the
make odd that really,
attachments, yeah. the mixed match Pete. Oh, that's a good idea, Christine.
Thank you.
That is a really good
idea. Although, like you say, it's underutilized. One thing that I did want to mention, one that's usually not touched, is Creature of the Black Lagoon, and I'm kind of glad that it's not, because I don't like it.
The creature needs its time to shine again. It is a hard one to do,
exactly,
because of the title alone. And you know, these days it'll end up just being like the creature, or Black Lagoon, or the lagoon. They'll change it up, because it, admittedly, it is kind of a silly title. It is just a classic traditional monster.
Yeah.
There's like this issue today where people want bigger, broader stories.
Mm.
I would like to see just a straight up old fashioned take on the creature from the Black Lagoon done today, a monster that is a monster.
Mm.
Why not?
Yeah, maybe. You know? But to me, it's like, it's the weakest of the classics, well, you know, because it's...
Because they don't ever do anything.
Well, that too, and for a reason, because they're scarier, there's other approaches. You can't romanticize a creature coming out of the water and it's all slimy and smelly.
That's the thing. Well, they do romanticize things like that with, like, Swamp Thing and whatnot, not Shape of Water. Which is kind of like a creature from the Black Lagoon.
I guess you're right, but it's... Yeah, I guess. But it's... Yeah, it's...
No, I get what you're saying. You've got a point. You have to really change it. Just that core concept. Fish man. You know?
Sounds disgusting.
Fish man does things. Are people scared of fish man, or do people love the fish man?
Well, they love Aquaman, so.
do they, though? do they? Or do we just love making fun of them? Anyways, I guess that'll do it, guys. Please do check out our website, lrmonline.com, every day for all these stories and more. All of our podcasts, anime-versal reviews, Breaking Geek Radio. Hey, look at that cookie warning. Here's our stuff. Oh, wow, that's way too zoomed in. But yeah, all of these wonderful full podcasts, the Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. We're going to be talking Ghost Rider this week for Halloween. Jeez, one day I'll be able to talk. And yeah, guys, all of that's available there. And of course, our YouTube channel is not the front page of YouTube, but it's this one right here. Lots of celebrity interviews. All those podcasts get put up here in a video format. Many of them have full videos like this. Anime-versal reviews and the Cantina. We're everywhere, guys, and it's all free, all included. So, like, share, subscribe, thumbs up, down, comments. If there's something we're doing kind of crappy, let us know so we can try to make it better for you guys. And yeah, Christine, anything else you wanted to say?
No. I think we covered it.
Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening, and hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.